This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ready for another adventure, if you will, into your hidden power. This is your Hidden Power Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Laura Banks, here to have conversation. Laura is has been on stage. She's been on screen. She's been on the radio. She's been on television. She's written books. She's the what do they call men who are modern day sort of. New age guys.
A new age auteur.
There you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Joining us for conversation, the first half of the program this week, before we visit with Mary O'Malley and Uri Geller, presence of a gentleman, a lady, and a gentleman who have written a book that introduces the 10 terrains of consciousness. If this isn't very appropriate for the essence of what your hidden power is all about, I don't know what is. So the two of you are co-creators of the 10 terrains model and the book that explains it. So we got to start at the beginning here. Alan David Reed and Tani Wolf are here. They are the co-creators. I'm one who believes in the old traditions. Ladies first. Tani, help us understand what the 10 terrains model is all about.
Oh, thanks, Doug. It's so lovely to be on the show. We're actually in Australia at the moment, so it's quite fun to speak to you on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Basically, the 10 terrains model, it essentially maps the stages that people are moving through in their evolutionary spiritual journey as they grow and as they evolve, and as they're moving from separation consciousness through to unity consciousness. And it really maps like the 10 different paradigms that people move through. And some people might stay at one terrain for their entire life, and other people might actually experience a terrain shift once or twice in their life as they really grow and wake up and expand their awareness.
Can you tell by talking to somebody about where they are? I'm looking at the book, and I'm looking at the 10 terrains right now. This is something that's very intricate, very involved, and very much in need of explanation. So how do you get somebody intrigued, Alan, at the very beginning, if they don't understand? Like, there may be some people on the fringes listening to this program right now who are interested in most of the things that we talk about, but so far they don't understand. This is foreign to them. So how do you bring them in so that people will be intrigued and want to learn, want to read this book?
The benefit of getting to know yourself is paramount here, getting to know other people, getting to understand your relationships, and really understanding our world. This is what this model is designed to bring to clarity what is going on in your life and why things are showing up the way they're showing up. When we look at what we are as infinite consciousness and how we are away from that place that we inherently are coming from, we get to see how life shows up through these 10 parallel universes. And it's quite profound. It's almost mathematical in the precision that we can map people. And if you were to go to the website, 10terrains.com, TENTERRAINS.com, we have a quiz that will help you to assess very quickly where you are in this journey and what your relationship is to your infinite self, if you will, and what lessons and gifts and challenges you're facing at this place in your life.
I'm very much a believer in science, even though I think science disproves itself all the time, the scientific method. When I look at the science of what you're presenting, and then I think, okay, these are 10 terrains of consciousness. Yeah. There are 12 signs in the zodiac.
Right.
Laura Banks, among many other talents, is an astrologer. So we find ourselves looking at different descriptions. Is there any relationship at all to when you were born to these terrains of consciousness? Any connection between the two sciences?
They're actually mapping really different things. So we like to look at, like, the geometry that someone's come into this lifetime with, and that will be things like their horoscope, maybe their human design, their body type, the way their brain works, their Myers-Briggs personality type, all that stuff is what we come in with for the lessons we're going to learn. And we're going to stay that horoscope. We're going to stay that human design. We're going to stay that body type for our entire life. Whereas the 10 terrains is really your evolutionary journey. So you might be a Scorpio and you might be a 7 Enneagram, you might be ENFP, you might be, you know, a manifestor in the human design, but you might start at, say, the order-based terrain square as a child and then have a huge life-changing sequence of events in your late 20s or 30s and your whole awareness expands and you shift into the reflection-based terrain diamond, which is the next terrain after that, but you're still the same horoscope, you're still the same human design, you're still the same personality chart. So we're actually mapping someone's awareness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so I've got to where your quiz is on your webpage there. Start with Doug. What's the first question to figure this out? Where do you go?
Well, the what we're doing with the quiz is taking you through a series of pairings to ascertain what choices you want to make amongst that pair to what you're more drawn to. And through this process, we are able to determine just how you are viewing. These terrains are really looking through 10 parallel universes like different colored glasses. And each of these terrains has its own language, its mimetics, its charge, its relationship to reality. And there is only one reality, but there's these different relationships to it. And I could say then, as we are living in a fractal universe, this is just like if we have the 10 fingers on our hands, we're working on a base structure that is looking at the fractal nature of the universe. But in that fractal universe, you've got the 64 hexagrams, you've got the 12 reflections and the constellations. You know, all of these things are all part of the geometries that make up this fractal universe we're living inside of. And this is just a fundamental math and the fundamental geometry that's based upon. That's why it's the 10 terrains. And all of these other systems fit very elegantly inside of all of that.
I'm finding myself very confused.
So confused. I really have no idea what we're talking about yet and how to get started.
Yeah, let's take a break and then we'll continue into this because I want people to know. I want to help people understand. I want to help, you know, the whole idea of us doing this is to help people help themselves. So let's dig into this so that there is value. 10terrains.com, maybe you can follow us along as we're having this conversation with Alan David Reed and Tani Wolf, who are the two that have put this together. Mr. Reed is a Silicon Valley person, and maybe because he's had that experience, the mind works differently. I've talked to a lot of folks who have been through all of this, and it's tough stuff. So let's see if we can't work it through. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, time for me to help you have a better night's sleep. MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You go through the catalog, and you can take a half hour. Look at all the new products that they have, and look at the way that this stuff is made, where it's made, all in America, up in Minnesota. Plant with 1,500 people working around the clock. Not saying the same people are working around the clock. That wouldn't work too well for anybody, but it is a fabulous American success story from a guy who was a drug addict, and he probably could use this 10 terrain thing himself. Most of us can, I think, is what we're going to find out when we go through this. But as far as Mr. Lindell is concerned, he worked his way out of his problems, created something that nobody else had done, and now he's got a fabulous American business. So there are all kinds of things. You know, it proves to me, anyway, that no matter what your background, no matter where you're from, if you've got what it takes, you'll become a winner. And that certainly is what Lindell has done, and that certainly is what his products are about at MyPillow.com. The mattress topper seems to be the big item of the moment. 3 unique layers. You will always be cool and comfortable with this thing. You know how some of these mattress covers are. You get hot and sweaty, wake up in a sweat in the morning. Ugh, who wants to wake up in that? And it's a zippered, removable cover. Straps hold it on as well. Just one of many things. The mattresses, the sheets, the pillows, pillowcases, all there to guarantee you getting a great night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Make sure you use the code DJV so you don't have to pay for shipping and you get the best discounts available on all of these things. Focus, focus, focus on a good night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Help yourself to all the grand products. Make sure for the best buy you use the discount code DJV.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
How can Staples help you get back to business?
By printing you new signs for the times.
Staples can help prepare your business for the new normal with everything from in-store signage to health essentials like masks and hand sanitizer, and all at amazing prices.
And this week at Staples, get $15 off posters or yard signs when you spend $75 or more.
Save big this week at Staples.
And 1031, exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
All right, moving along now, your hidden power, Doug Steffen, Laura Banks, and Alan David Reed and Tony Wolf. You heard us say we were confused, so how can you help us, or can we help ourselves by going to 10terrains.com?
Well, I can think of a really simple way to explain it. Like, with what's happening on the world at the moment with COVID and coronavirus, a lot of us are facing different countries. People at each terrain are responding really, really differently to this crisis because their relationship with reality is really different. So a lot of people say in the mainstream are coming from a place of fear, and they're wanting to follow what the authorities are saying and what the government's saying because that's giving them a sense of stability and a feeling that they're working together for the common good of the majority. And then you might get people at the next terrain, which is the reflection-based terrain, diamond, and they're in a different relationship with it. They're thinking, how can I create my own super immunity, and how can I use my own ingenuity and my own knowledge to, like, keep myself strong and immune? And so they're not so interested in following, like, what the government's saying. They've got their own personalized strategies coming from a very different place. And then you might have someone at the next terrain after that, the connection-based terrain circle, and these people have a very deep connection with the earth, and a lot of those people are right now feeling tremendous relief that the earth is getting a chance to heal because the planet has slowed down.
That's good.
And there are 10 fundamental operating systems, okay? That's the foundation of your belief system. There's 10 fundamental operating systems, okay? They're running on the planet, right? So let's just stop right there. What? Tell me what that means, that there are 10 operating systems running on the planet. Just tell me what that is.
It means that people's fundamental relationship reality is different. So let's say somebody's got cancer at a certain terrain. They may really believe that doing chemotherapy is going to really help them because they believe what their doctors
say. I can get the belief system, but Tony, but I'm not getting scientifically, organically how that works. Maybe when we come back from break, the operating systems, without giving me the different examples. Are we talking about planes of consciousness? Are we talking about astral projection? Are we talking about energy fields? Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to know the basics of these operating systems.
All right.
That's what lies
ahead. We'll spend some time talking about that. I wanted to expose you to the book, and maybe you do your own research and figure out what it is. It may take some time for you to figure it all out, but it may be very worthwhile because we all have questions and we're all looking for answers, and some of us find them in different ways. So we continue the 10 Terrains model, 10 Terrains of Consciousness, the focus. Alan David Reed and Tony Wolf are here with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen on Your Hidden Power.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, let's spend a few more minutes here, Laura, trying to get just people to
treat
enough. We're not going to learn in a half hour or less. We certainly are going to learn how this all works, for sure. But we can tell people how this model may help you understand yourself, understand other people. Kind of, I mean, I get the same, the relationship stuff. It's what we all want to know. We all want to develop personally. We all want to make more money. We want a better career. You know, we want good health. Same sort of thing that other experts from other fields, whether they're psychics or astrologers, this is just another tool in the toolbox. Do you think that's fair to say, Alan?
Yes, it is. And to answer the question of operating systems, you could use another word, paradigms, perhaps.
Yeah.
It's fundamental relationships to reality. When you're at an expanded terrain, you're realizing you're creating the reality that's coming about. When you're at a more contracted terrain, your operating system or your paradigm perceives things as happening to you and is coming more from a place of disempowerment. So there's relationships to your abilities to manage your life, to heal yourself, to have things show up and work for you or against you, depending on how you're perceiving life. And so these are fundamental relationships that each person has to life as an organic being, if you will, and it's that is being called an operating system. It's like Windows and Mac. They're handled very differently, even though they're working with, you know, chips and such. So it's really about how you're handling reality.
I had a very interesting conversation with an astrologer yesterday who said that if you're a Mercedes and you're functioning in the world as a Volvo, you know, you're not going to do well. You've got to be at the level you're capable of in life or you will feel really like you're hurting. How did you come up with this? Was it a dream, these systems? How did it hit you at the beginning, Tony and Alan, to come up with this brilliant system?
Well, for my work, I have been working with leading-edge scientists around the world for a number of decades. Many of them are looking at the understanding of consciousness being non-local as opposed to the current paradigm in science of local consciousness as a result of the brain. And from that, as we looked at various systems, I was looking at how would it look. It's similar to when astronomers, Kepler, looked at the fact that the Earth was going around the sun rather than the universe going around the Earth. So what we have basically done here is mapped consciousness as a non-local, infinite relationship to everything, and then everything flowing from that. So what we're doing is like putting the sun in the middle and having everything revolve around it rather than having the Earth in the middle. It's a very direct example.
And where I was coming from is a really opposite place. I'm really interested in people and human dynamics and what makes people tick and how they can get along better. And as we started to look into this, we started to realize that people are seeing the world so differently because their actually relationship to spirituality is completely different. You know, as we started to figure all this out, I was coming from this giant macro, you can hear his giant brain, and I was coming more from the micro interplay between people, and between us, we just kept asking this question over and over, and because our brains are so opposite, it started to really come through in a very complete way, a system that you can look at and you can see where you're at in your own spiritual journey relative to maybe where you were at 10 years ago or where you're heading next, but you can also see where you're at relative to people in your life and maybe why there are conflicts and you're speaking different languages.
If I may, because we're out of time, I think you've just said the most important thing for all of us is to learn how to resolve conflict, whether it's personal conflict, politics and government, life in general. There's so much conflict and it's so unnecessary, but really there has to be an answer to it. And I think that if people were to look at this tool, it would be one area that perhaps you get some help. So go to 10terrains.com. Check out the book by Alan David Reed and Tani Wolf called Introducing the 10 Terrains of Consciousness, How to Understand Yourself and Other People. That's what we all need to do. Thanks to the two of you for being here on this week's Your Hidden Power Show.
Hepatorenal syndrome type 1, or HRS1, is a life-threatening rare disease characterized by complications of liver disease that strikes quickly and can lead to kidney failure. Here's Maine Senator and Women in Government Board Chair Stacey Garin with an important message.
Did you know that 30 million Americans are affected by a rare disease? And if you or a loved one have a rare disease, it is important to know that you are not alone. There are many organizations that can support you and your families. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams.
So if you're talking about weapons of mass destruction at home, you're talking about the hands.
Mayo Clinic pediatrician Dr. Robert Jacobson says the war on germs starts by adults teaching kids good hand hygiene while they're young.
Nice hot water.
Dr. Jacobson asked parents to lead by example, to be demonstrative in their efforts. For example,
it's time to get breakfast ready. The parent says out loud, I'm going to wash my hands with soap and water before I reach in the refrigerator to get your food. I just came in from taking out the trash. I can pour you a glass of milk, but I have to wash my hands first.
Many illnesses are spread by unwashed hands, and teaching kids how to properly clean their hands will help them remain healthy.
The children really do need to get in the habit about hand washing, and they'll do it when they have examples at home.
For more information, talk with your health care provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wisconsin's Democratic governor says he's not pleased about it, but President Donald Trump will be visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin today, following violence in the streets there after the police shooting of Jacob Blake earlier this month. Here's more from correspondent Bob Haig.
Trump plans to tour damage in the city and meet with law enforcement and the National Guard. Trump said he'd not be meeting with the family of Jacob Blake, the black man shot by Kenosha police, because lawyers would be present.
In the nation's capital, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she's worried about the nation descending into a race war. At a news conference yesterday, the Democrat said recent rioting in her city alone could be organized and funded and could amount to domestic terrorism. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The coronavirus has now infected over 6 million Americans. The U.S. just passing that milestone as schools are beginning to reopen, many of them today. And some colleges and universities have reported spikes in cases as students are returning to campuses. Arizona State University reporting yesterday that more than 800 students and staffers have tested positive there. At the University of Alabama, more than 550 students and staffers have tested positive. Northern California's destructive SCU Lightning Complex fire, which is east of San Jose, now 60% contained, holding at 393,000 acres, the second largest wildfire in California history, growing by almost 6,000 acres from Sunday till yesterday. As firefighters were extending their containment lines, the fire has injured at least five people. It's destroyed over 3,040 structures. And more than 50 black former McDonald's franchises are suing the fast food giant in federal court, accusing the company of racial discrimination. The franchisees operated over 200 restaurants, and they accused the company of steering them to operate restaurants in what they called economically depressed communities and dangerous locations. For USA Radio News, I'm...
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Uri Geller joins us with his weekly overview or input. We've been talking a lot about quantum, and I don't know whether it's quantum physics. There's the understanding of what quantum means on its own, and then there's quantum physics that has to apply with, you know, in terms of what you do. Uri, for those of you who may not know, is world famous because he created, or I don't know, he understood how to take his energy and make things work, or bend spoons, or bend keys. But it's all energy, and we all have it in our mind. It's how we corral it, I guess, maybe, you know, as to how we find our specialty. But you're so unique because you have corralled it, and the other things that are part of your personality that a good astrologer could explain, you know, that's, it all came together to form magic in your life. And even though you're not a magician, some people think you're a magician too, because you can look at the camera on a television show and tell everybody to hold up your watches that don't work, and then think along with me, work, and say it, work, 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 and the damn watches start working.
You're really telepathic, because today I got an email from Russia, from a lady, I don't have it in front of me. Many years ago, she remembers me on Russian television, where I asked people to get quickly their broken watches and broken clocks and broken house appliances. And lo and behold, her grandfather's pocket watch started ticking. Also today, because we're unpacking, I unpacked something really, to me anyhow, it's sacred. I received in the very early 70s from Salvador Dali, who I worked with. If you don't know who Dali was, he was one of the greatest surrealist painters.
Look it up, D-A-L-I. That's all. Just look up D-A-L-I.
Exactly.
Why, you said you were unpacking. Why are you unpacking? What are you unpacking?
Because
you mean, the museum?
We are breaking, we're opening the crates in the museum. You know, everything was crated in England.
Oh,
and for almost 4 years in containers. Now we brought the crates to the museum, and we're deciding what stays, what goes. But one of my most cherished objects is a rock crystal sphere that Salvador Dali gave me in the early 70s.
I remember seeing that in your house in England.
Yes, and he told me that this rock crystal sphere belonged to Leonardo da Vinci. And, of course, I laughed. I didn't show him that I was kind of
skeptical,
taking him seriously. Mm-hmm. But I pretended, I said to him, what, you really want to give me this? This is such an amazing gift. I will cherish it all my life. Thank you very much. And I took it. And I so not believed Dali that this crystal belonged 500 years ago to Leonardo da Vinci that I placed it as a mascot on my Cadillac, on the bonnet of the Cadillac. And it was there for 30 years, you know, going to museum, from one museum to another museum.
Yeah.
And 5 years ago, just before we came to live in England, I read in the Times this incredible story that they discovered a Leonardo da Vinci painting called Salvatore Mundi. The painting is of Jesus Christ, and guess what he's holding in his left hand?
The crystal.
My crystal
that you have in your house.
The same size.
Now, all right, let me dig into that a little bit. Because you're so good with people and figuring people out, are you surprised that you had doubts about the gift and it turned out to be okay? It turned out to be the right thing? It turned out to be what he said it was?
Well, it's such a far-out gift, so valuable, almost priceless. I mean, the painting was sold for $400 million Abu Dhabi. But what's beautiful about the crystal is, you know, we go into quantum mechanics also, where I don't know if you exist. Maybe I'm creating you or you're creating me. But crystal gazing both goes back centuries. And some people can go into a light trance while staring into a crystal ball. Then they can use their psychic powers to see what will happen in the future all over the world.
So we can look forward. All right. So we can look forward. Again, squeezed on time a little. We can look forward to going to Uri Geller's museum. Check it out, urigellermuseum.com, and seeing some of these things and staring at that crystal. I want to do it. I want to, you and me and Shippy and Anna will hold hands while we look at it the first time once the museum opens. That'll be something for us to look forward to. But everybody can see all of these things. Uri Geller, you're listening to Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we create a program that helps people understand the stranger side of life, try to cultivate good habits, good mind, good thinking, meditation, whatever it is, and exposing you to ideas that in the regular order of things you probably aren't going to be exposed to. Some people embrace it. There are some people who, when they hear it, they say, I'm not going to listen to that stuff. I don't believe in any of that. Or there are religionists who say that I'm practicing the occult and I'm going to be damned and I'll go to hell for having these conversations on the radio. I don't know that I think any of those things are true. But, you know, really, when you get right down to it, one of the things that you learn from listening to our episodic adventures here on Your Hidden Power is that there may not be any right or wrong. I mean, there are things ethically, morally, maybe spiritually, that we adhere to, that we know, all of us know some things are right, and we know that some things are wrong. But there's a gray area for most of us in most everything we do in our lives. So when you're getting to the point of being confused, you're looking for answers, I'm trying to present ideas here. I'm not telling you this is the way to believe. I might tell you this is the way I believe, but that doesn't mean I'm not like a lot of religionists and politicians and people, even your parents. This is how you must believe in order to live in my house or to go to this church or to work in this job. That's just not my thinking. My thinking is to think. Think things through, to learn how to think, not what to think. And so that's what the exposure is on Your Hidden Power to all these ideas. The most recent Your Hidden Power, number 156, has a conversation with intuitive counselor Tony Leroy. He explains meditation and counseling, that sort of thing. And so the chat that we have is always like a round table. One of the things that actually I'm going to talk to Mary about this is Edgar Cayce and his psychic abilities. Is he the father of all of this? Listen to that discussion, the most recent Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and available on leases. See dealer for details.
Moving into the next portion of Your Hidden Power, our weekly adventure with Mary O'Malley, who is one of the best psychics around. Go to psychicscout.com and find out about the magic in your mind. She's got lots of different programs that help you. I was reading something this week about what many people think is the father of all of this, Edgar Cayce. What do you know about his abilities, psychic abilities? Here's somebody that came around to understanding his abilities when he was a youngster. I think many people talked to Uri. He knew about his gift when he was younger. About you, what about your timing, Mary? When did you first discover your own hidden power?
Oh, that's a good question. I know when I was really young, I was very interested in parapsychology and getting books from the library and, you know, like it called to me somehow. And, but I don't think it was really identified by me until I was, almost 40, you know, or at least in my mid 30s or so. To the point where I started developing it.
Now, when you started developing your psychic ability, did you read? I mentioned Edgar Cayce is, some people think he's the father of psychic ability. You're trying to contact people who are dead and whatever, however that stuff works. When I hear Edgar Cayce's name, I just think, all right, this is where it began in the modern era. What do you know about him, if anything, that helps?
Oh, about 5,000 years ago, I read a bunch of books about him.
Yep. And what did you take away? What did you take away from reading the books?
It was pretty amazing. I mean, this guy could supposedly put a textbook under his pillow at night and wake up with all the information in the morning, you know. So
pretty amazing, isn't it? We'd all like to be able to do that. It's called osmosis, right?
Right.
We did that when we were
right.
in college. We didn't want to study for the exam, so we put the book under our pillow.
And I think he did a lot of channeling and really, really interesting fellow. Mm-hmm. Really interesting.
Yeah, he certainly is. All right, let's fast forward a little bit to you, back to you and what you're all about, psychicscout.com, the website. When people come to you, oftentimes, and you and I have had this conversation even about you, cultivating good health habits. When you get to a point where, you know, and I don't mean this now focused necessarily on you or me or anybody, but when it is so obvious to you that there is need for somebody to change the way they live, when you get a hit, how does it, if somebody comes and says, I've got a bad heart, what do I do? How do you want to tell them everything that you get? In terms of a hit from spirit, like you're going to die in 6 months, or what do you tell them?
I tell them whatever spirit tells me. And a lot of times, you know, the number one thing is people are dehydrated. And the number two thing is it doesn't always happen, but on occasion spirit will issue like a warning.
Yeah.
You do need to, you know, start eating some more of your vegetables and, you know, this and that. So spirit gently finds a way to let them know that it's time to make some changes because they're moving into a place of danger, you know, for their body. But to come right out and say, you have heart disease or something like that, you know, that's something a medical medium might do, but I don't feel qualified for that, you know.
Do you tell clients that, you know, go see this medical medium and see what she or he has to say?
No,
I never have talked to a medical medium, although I know there's one up in Maine that I was going to, I was seeking up, I never found her to get that info, just because it's all good. It's all information that you have that's at your disposal to help you make decisions. I think that's, whether it's the physical stuff that you're talking about, whether it is the emotional stuff, maybe added to everything, all right?
Sometimes spirit will say, be sure you're keeping all your medical checkups.
Yeah, right.
You know, and to me, that's a very gentle way of, you know, hey, make sure you're getting your checkups. But it's usually about nipping something in the bud, you know.
Well, I think that you trust your instincts. Some people say, I don't want to know, which is pretty ignorant. I think if you want, it depends on what you want out of life, much anything else. If you got a life worth living, you have people in your life who love you and support you, you know, you nourish yourself. You've got programs for that. You have a group of things. Spend 30 seconds talking about some of the things people can find to create a vision for the future using you and your tools at psychicscout.com.
Okay. So Magic Mind is about working within the mind and getting rid of some of the blocks so that you can move forward pretty easily. And Magic Life is a coaching program so that you have support all the time in making those changes. So they're really cool programs.
We all need support. No question about that. No matter how independent you are, how smart you are, we all need support, love, and help from others. And that's what Mary's all about. Mary O'Malley, PsychicScout.com, here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Time's 53 past the hour. Laura Banks is joining us. She is a noted astrologer. Normally, in this 5 minutes or so of the program, I like to focus in on the tool that is astrology and how you learn from it. How does, you get to the bottom line of understanding things like abundance. There are questions all the time you get from people, I'm sure. Can you tell by looking at somebody's astrological sign? You got to have the three features. You got to have the sun, the moon, the rising. Other than that, if you go to somebody and get an astrological reading and they don't ask you for your birth time, when you were born, where you were born, you're wasting your time. Because there's no information that's going to come from anybody doing this that's pertinent to you without those three pieces of the pie, the cog, if you will. So, having said that, one of the things people are interested in is abundance. I think most people think of abundance as being money, but it certainly isn't. I think I have an abundant life and has nothing got nothing to do with money in reality. So, how do you express that? You always take my chart and use it as an example. I don't mind being a guinea pig. Maybe you look at your own chart or people that you've had come to see you or talk to you on the phone. The essence of people who worry about money, spend their lives worrying about money.
Well, like the eighth house in astrology is money and sex are kind of the same. It's contracts. That's considered obligatory sex in a marriage relationship. It's a very complex situation. But most people come to me with questions about health, money,
and love. Okay, those are the three main categories.
Right.
And you know, when I see a chart and I get from the place of birth, time or birth, date of birth, there's either going to be a lot of friction with the red lines or easygoing with the blue lines. But I want to see a little of both so there's conflict. Like my mother, for example, has no red lines, no conflict. So she was like a jellyfish. She had, it was all just sort of, she couldn't figure out anything. She was sort of floating through life. So I like to see the challenges. But when we look at the key word abundance, which I love, Doug, and thanks for having me. I always love being on your show with you. Abundance comes from Jupiter. Jupiter is the benefic. The first thing I do is I look at Jupiter. It's so simple. Where it is living its life is where you have hidden gems of relationship, understanding, money, resources. So you really want to first look at Jupiter. That's what I got to say about abundance. And then you have to go beyond your own limitations, like I, you know, maybe have said before, where if you're operating like a Volvo and you're a Bentley, life's going to really suck because you're holding yourself back. You're either in a relationship that's holding you back, or you're involved in a drug addiction, or you're in an abusive situation, or you're just depressed because you don't like your mother. You know, there comes a point where you just have to say, wait, you know, here are all the things that happened. I forgive, I forget, and then you move into your abundance.
Moving into abundance, I mean, there are all kinds of different ways of, I'm going to go back a little bit to our earlier conversation with the folks from the 10 terrains. I think that all of us who perceive these various sciences, if you want to call them, or try to understand these various sciences, frustrate ourselves because we try to understand them on our own. I don't think that it's possible for me to understand all there is astrologically or with the terrains or anything else, unless you spend, the mistake people make in this culture is that they, you know, they try to explain stuff in a way that most people don't understand, so they lose the following because they make it too complicated. Take the information, in your case, sun, moon, rising, this is what it means to you. And if you want somebody else to be explained, you get that information, and then you use it. You're not an astrologer.
And really,
you are, but I'm not.
Who even cares that planets find houses? What's going on in your life? You know, where are the blocks? I don't need to teach you about your chart. I can tell you, Doug, coming up this December, you have a lot of opportunity. There's many things coming your way. For a number of us, December is looking exquisite, with Aquarius finally moving into Saturn and Pluto in Aquarius. So a lot of what's going on is in the synchronicity of the planets beyond the map of our identity we were imprinted with at birth. So there are waves, there are tides, there are flows of opportunity.
Well,
and it's not with us all the time, but you've got good stuff coming in December. I'm about to send you your transits.
The practical side of this is that you can learn a lot. It almost is a daily or a weekly requirement, if you will, but it certainly helps a whole lot. And then there are people looking at things and seeing changes beforehand, like the coronavirus problem is pretty much over. Most people are not going to allow that because they're making money selling things, but pretty much that's over and we're moving on to the next whatever problem we have to deal with. So at any rate, that hopefully is helpful to all of you. Laura Banks here at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.